Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Flight Plan. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Walter Storholt here alongside Tim Estes and Bree Reyes, investor coaches and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services, serving you in the Metroplex and with an office in Fort Worth as well. You can find the team online by going to estesfinancial.net and listen to past podcasts there. Lots of great topics that we cover each and every week. You can find us also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It's time on today's show to talk about some of the common planning complaints that we hear, but here's where we're going to challenge you. Are these complaints legitimate, or are people focusing on the wrong things? Because whenever we meet with new clients for the first time, we often hear them express these complaints about their current situation. This isn't to say everybody, but again, as the headline suggests, these are common complaints. So I'm interested in Tim and Bree, your guys' take on this. My advisor takes too much risk. Certainly you've had somebody come into the office for the first time, and that's a complaint about maybe somebody they're currently working with. Is that a legitimate complaint most of the time?
Well, it depends on the situation. Have you sat down with the advisor and talked about your risk tolerance and your needs and goals? What the money's doing for you? Do you have a long-term time horizon that you can't touch the money for a while? The conversation really needs to be taking place between the advisor and the client or prospective client. If your goals aren't being addressed, that is a problem. But you need to understand your risk tolerance, and it needs to be a conversation you two have together.
A lot of times people will say, my advisor's taking too much risk. What you have to remember is we work for you. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat. So if you're thinking you're taking too much risk, it's time for a conversation, whether it's with us or with your current advisor. And if your needs aren't being met or if your questions are not being answered, then yeah, maybe it's time for a change.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good point. So again, my advisor takes too much risk. That should lead to some additional questions if you kind of have that thought or that complaint. I'm sure you've had this as well. Someone comes into the office and they say, my fees are too high. That's a common complaint among many, although I bet there's a few other versions or a few different directions we could probably take that in.
Well, I've had clients come in, not many, but one or two come in and go, I think your fee is too high. And I think it goes to a disconnect of what we actually do for our fee. I think we have pretty low fees. We charge less than 1% for managing assets. And we do a lot of background work that people don't ever see or know about, but it's still work that's being done on their behalf. And so we try to make it clear, this is what we're doing, this is what you're paying for, and this is all the things that are going on in the background. And I find that really helps when people are talking about my fees are too high. When they hear all the different things that's going on in the background that they don't know about, they go, gosh, I'm getting a bargain. And that's usually the case. So if you're with an advisor now and you think your fees are too high, maybe you're just not getting the service that you should be getting from that advisor. We try to make sure that our clients know and understand that their account and themselves are being serviced. They get a lot of value for the amount of money that they spend with us.
I've actually had the opposite. I've had people tell us we should raise our fees.
Oh.
Because of the amount of service they're getting from us.
Well, I guess we need to take a look at that then. We just may have to look at that.
Well, apparently the way that Bree is servicing her clients' portfolios is just so incredibly amazing. I think she's got a leg up on you here, Tim. That feedback, I mean, you can't compete with that.
Yeah, she is Miss Incredible. So I guess we'll have to talk about raising fees.
There you go. If you're a current client, you're listening to this. This is tongue in cheek, right?
Oh, we are joking. But
yes, absolutely. We're pretty content with where our fee schedule is, and we know that we provide a whole lot of service, so it is very tongue-in-cheek.
But that's got to make you feel good, Bree, to get that kind of response from people. You should raise your prices because the service you're providing is excellent. That's amazing feedback. That kind of feedback resonates probably a lot more than, you know, hey, you guys are doing a great job. That's the kind of story that you want to hear. That's amazing. So yeah, fees too high, it is a common complaint, but you've really got to take a look at what are you getting. It's more about the value in the fees that you're being charged, and that's really, really important to remember. Another common complaint that a financial advisor might hear from somebody in a first appointment is, my account didn't grow very much last year. Why would that be the case? Is that usually a legitimate complaint?
It depends. My next question is, what is this money going to do for you? What are your goals for this money? What is this money set aside for? If it's a long-term time horizon, what's your risk tolerance? If your risk tolerance is very low, where you don't want a lot of risk, then it kind of makes sense that your account didn't grow to the sky last year. There's a lot of questions, personalized questions into that. And looking at the return each year shouldn't necessarily be your main goal. You should be looking at long-term, what are your thoughts? What are your time horizons? What's your risk tolerance?
We tell our clients that when you're investing, you should be investing for a lifetime. So if you're looking at just 1 year, well, if you're living to 90, that's a very small percentage of your lifetime. So you should be investing for a lifetime. You're not always going to have up years. You're not going to have down years. You may have a flat year. And if you have a very, very diversified portfolio, and we run into this with our clients, we develop a very diversified portfolio for our clients. And so with it being diversified, you're not going to see the big upticks that you might see with the Dow 30 or with the S&P 500. But you're also not going to see the plummets like you did in 2008 because we're very diversified. Just because you didn't see your account grow doesn't mean that what you're doing is necessarily wrong. And here again, that's where you need to have a conversation, a sit down and a face-to-face with your financial advisor. We welcome these kinds of conversations. We can show you what we are doing, why we're doing it, and sometimes it's just, oh yeah, I remember that from our initial consultations. Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. And it just needs a little reminder of why we're doing what we're doing. And just because you didn't see astronomical growth doesn't mean that your portfolio is broken.
And how much of your portfolio is actually invested in the markets? If you have quite a bit in fixed income, that'll affect your returns. The individual investments within the portfolio matter.
It really does. And I think that's the bottom liner. These are things that really matter. Understanding your accounts, understanding your portfolio, what it's supposed to be doing for you, then you'll know whether it's the right thing to complain about not growing as much as it should have in the past year. Or did it grow just the right amount? It's just not what you were used to or what your need used to be for that account. Remember those conversations, and that should put things certainly into perspective. Now, this is a really good common complaint that we hear from folks from time to time is, well, I only hear from my advisor when he wants me to buy or sell a stock. Otherwise, I never get any advice on anything else. If that's a legitimate complaint, that should be certainly a red flag.
Definitely. But do you have an advisor? If they're only calling you to buy or sell a stock, it sounds like you have a broker, and that's something entirely different. In that situation, you need to know who you're working with. Are you working with an advisor, or are you working with a broker? What qualifications do they have? How are they looking at your portfolio? There's a lot of questions that need to happen in that type of relationship. If you want an advisor and you're working with a transactional broker, it may be time for you to take a look and find someone else that does what you really want your portfolio to do.
And that's where we take a very holistic approach to financial planning. We're not stockbrokers. Yes, we have the licenses and we can buy and sell stocks and mutual funds, but that's just in the overall picture of putting together a financial plan, a holistic financial plan for our clients. At Estes Financial, we don't call up our clients going, hey, I heard this hot stock tip. I think you need to buy it. We don't do that because we're building a very diversified world global portfolio to keep them in the right amount of mix for the rest of their life. Like I said, we invest for a lifetime. So there's not going to be a whole lot of buying, selling, and trading going on. That's something that a stockbroker does, and we're more financial planners.
And when you're looking at that, that also affects if you're buying things one-off or putting together that type of portfolio, you need to take a look at how that affects the risk tolerance of the portfolio. Is the stock that someone's suggesting, does that really fit what you're trying to do, what your goals are?
Yeah, it's such an important conversation to make sure that you have and to facilitate. And that's why the team at Estes Financial is there to listen to complaints. But also, guys, you're not there just to be a mirror and just reflect back onto a client or a potential client the good news that they want to hear. Sometimes I'm imagining you have to have pretty difficult conversations, or you have to be the ones that push back a little bit and say, well, your perspective on this might not be appropriate. How about we look at it from this angle? Is that something you're having to do frequently, is be sort of the pushback on somebody's opinion or the way they maybe have perceived their situation to this point? And how is that usually received?
We do come up with, like you say, some pushback to questions like that. But we also know that there are some people that are not a good fit for us. We're not a good fit for them. They may like the transactional stockbroker type of relationship. And if they do, that's great. That's fine. That's not what we do here, but we'll send them to one of our contemporaries. But we don't do that. We are more into the holistic planning, looking at everything, not just their portfolio, but insurance, estate planning, all of it that comes together in the way of financial planning. If someone's looking for a stockbroker, we're not it. We're not a good fit. And sometimes we do have to have that conversation with someone and say, it was lovely to meet you. You're a great person. Let me recommend you go talk to this person. And it makes it better for everyone that's involved, because they'd end up being unhappy. We'd end up doing things that we don't want to do. And we've been in business enough to know that it just won't work. Everybody's going to end up unhappy, and life's too short. Let's work on being happy in what we're doing and who we're working with.
Yeah. At the same time, it's important to find someone that's going to be honest with you and isn't just going to agree with your every whim. There are pros and cons to everything, and you want to hear both sides of them. If you're only hearing one side of a situation, that's time to step back and think about.
Yep, all great points. Again, if you want to reach the Estes Financial Services team, all you have to do is call 817-444-8402. If you have some complaints about maybe your current advisor and would like a second opinion, 817-444-8402. Tim Estes, Bree Reyes can give you some advice and guidance on whether you're keeping things in the right perspective or not. They can maybe pose some questions to you that you haven't posed to yourself before, get you thinking about whether or not you're working with the right team that's going to help you get to retirement, help you get all the way through retirement, and consider all those different moving parts that are important to the planning process. You can also find the team online at estesfinancial.net and on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes every week notified to you, whether that be through iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Or if you're not on the regular newsletters for Tim Estes and Bree Reyes and the Estes Financial Services team, when new episodes are posted, they let you know via the newsletter as well. So make sure you're subscribed to at least one of those methods so you can be alerted when new podcasts are on the way to you. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's edition of the Financial Flight Plan. We'll look forward to talking to you on the next podcast.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.